Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Show, we're going to talk about how to make meetings meaningful.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
We're actually talking right now, not at the same place. Heaton is actually in his car. I'm at the office, but we're both, you know, loosely in the Bay Area. For people who don't know, Heaton loves to drive, loves to drive around. So I'm particularly excited when I get to talk to you, Heaton, when you're in your car. Like, I'm just like, this is going to be a good conversation because Heaton is happy right now.
That's funny.
So
I'm not going to be driving really soon. So hopefully it carries over. But we were chatting earlier about what we wanted to talk about. And I just mentioned that I had 15 meetings on, I believe it was Tuesday. It was Monday. It was Tuesday. Yeah, one of these days. And we just started talking about meetings. So we thought we'd do a whole episode on meetings and how to make any kind of meeting meaningful.
Yeah. So let's first, I'm very curious on how you kind of design and orchestrate your meetings. And we're going to first talk externally, meeting other people, but then we might want to go inwards in terms of how do you set meetings up for team situations, discussions, company meetings, and things like that. And then I'll chime in with the way I do it and how it's different and why. And we'll try to learn as much as possible about how we design the way we do try to make meetings meaningful. So you're meeting a ton of people on any given week. We talked earlier about this, probably around 25 or so a week, right? Which averages out to about 5 meetings a day. Now, that's a shit ton of meetings in my world, right? So, and I do know that you advise so many people, you're an investor in so many companies, you're involved in so many things, and you, whenever there's a crisis or something's going on, you give people as much time as needed, and you go really deep with people, and that's one of the most amazing things about you. But how do you, if you look at those 25 meetings a week, how do you decide who you're going to meet with and who you're not going to meet with, how long you meet with them, where, and what you're trying to do within or accomplish within that meeting? Let's talk about those kind of things.
Yeah, sounds good. And I know you have your fair share of meetings as well, and because you like to help people and stuff like that, and probably have a different system. For me, choosing the meetings are usually it's based on whether I can take care of it in an email, or it's something where I should, it's better to meet with the person in person. For example, I know a lot of entrepreneurs and founders and people even in some of these companies, like in larger companies, like executives and stuff, that are often not located in San Francisco or the Bay Area, and they go come visit. And so, there's probably a good 30-40% of those meetings that are people that are visiting the Bay Area. And those are very hard to put to email, because I might have already put them to email. What I mean by that is I gave them feedback via email or a quick phone call or a long phone call. And, then they're in town. So people want to meet up, when they're in town, which makes a lot of sense. So I try to make time for that. I think it's respectful if I already know somebody to meet them in person. And if I don't know somebody, but, usually it's is it interesting to me? Is it interesting to them? Do I think I can add value? So there's a whole bunch of those things I just think about, and then I figure out what to do. Oftentimes I'm just impacted and have a lot of meetings of my own or a lot of things to do, and so I can't meet with these people, but I do my best to meet people who come visit here, especially if I already have a relationship or it's just a meaningful, naturally it'll be a meaningful conversation because they have some scale. I can learn something. It's complementary to something I'm thinking about, or in general, it's somebody that I want to get to know better. So those are my general guidelines, but I'm just generally super helpful. Being helpful is mostly my goal, and then learning is another goal of mine. And so in most of these meetings, I'm able to do that based on the questions I ask and also the kind of things we're discussing, which are usually in a business context. And I would say 20-30% of my meetings lately are pulling out metric data, Excel sheets, product flow, stuff like that. And we're really kind of oftentimes digging into some deeper stuff right away.
So that's also where that's the things that I've noticed with you where you get most excited about is when it's going really deep, right? Because once you've given enough people help or advice, or you've had conversations with them on a fairly superficial level, like just, hey, what's your problem? We need more of this or that. Well, try this or that. You know, once you have like enough of these kind of fairly superficial, even if they're helpful conversations that still don't go that deep, once you had like a thousand, 5,000, 10,000 of those meetings, eventually it becomes very repetitive, right? Hence why I would assume you're trying to see, can I give help without having to allocate 60 minutes of my time? Can I answer this question in email?